9:02 a.m. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 488600 through 488680, warrants number 8880 through 8882, and 3 journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of meeting minutes, and we don't have any for approval this morning, so we'll skip over that. Next, we have airport board appointments with us this morning. We have Mr. Mike Molnick. We do have 3 positions on there. 2 of them which have reapplied would be Stan Barker and John Ruzzolo. If you guys remember, back on May 25th, 2026, we accept the resignation for Chris Carlson, midterm on his, so we do have an application for his position. It will be to continue and finish out his term, so it will be through July 31st, so if we want to do that one first. I felt like we had a good applicant with Mr. John Hagee applying for that position. Is there any discussion on that before we ask for the appointment to fill Chris Carlson's vacant seat? Okay. Somebody current through July 31st, 2029 is what the position for John Hagee would be, if that's a motion that I would have.
Move to appoint John Hagee to the Airport Advisory Board. Dated now through July 31st, 2029.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the 2 of them together. If you guys would like to do that, because the dates are consistent, would be for Stan Barker and John Ruzzolo. Those terms, 4-year terms, would be through July 31st of 2030. And I think we could handle that, just both of those in one motion. So,
move to reappoint Stan Barker and John Ruzzolo to the Taney County Airport Board starting from today's date through July 31st, 2030.
Did you hear that motion, Commissioner Williams?
I heard that. Did he say 2030?
He did.
Yes.
2030. Sorry. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. All right. Next, we have our agreement for our electrical work. This is term and supply, primary and secondary, file number 26-091M for maintenance. We have A and B. With us this morning, I have our maintenance director, Mr. Scott Terpney. If you guys remember last week or week prior, we awarded bid. We did primary bid award to Castro Electric and then secondary to K&R Electric. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated August 4th, 2026, approving to both agreements as to form. It is for a 12-month term, and then there's 3 additional 1-year renewals to follow that. Do you have anything, Scott? Both companies have had good luck with them, and it was the bid recommendation that we had. So
yes, sir.
Okay. I would entertain a motion for Castro Electric as the primary, or the bid award, or the agreement. Sorry. Go ahead.
Move to approve the agreement for electrical work, primary going to Castro Electric Incorporated, and secondary to K&R Electric Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Next, we have something for our Taney County auditor, Mr. David Clark. We have the Sage 100 engagement letter. This is similar to what we did back in June. Is that correct, David?
this is actually the one in June was referencing to going in and seeing what system upgrade is available and what needs to be.
You want to pull that microphone to where they can hear you? Yeah, there you go.
So the last one that was signed was to go into the accounting system that we have, Sage, and see what upgrades are available and see what all entails with the newest upgrade that we have available, that is available, and what parts of the system would be upgraded, and trying to figure out what all needs to be upgraded. This is actually going to be the upgrade. It's going to go from a version 2023 to a version 2025, and it includes upgrades to the payroll system and everything. We do this every 2 years, okay. Do the main upgrade. So this is actually a engagement letter for them to come and actually do the upgrade. And our IT Joe knows about it. Our payroll, Ty, knows about it, and our treasurer as well, Melanie Smith, knows
okay.
about it.
Okay, so everybody's
well.
Engaged on it?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have any questions for Auditor Clark?
I do not.
Okay. I would entertain a motion for approval of the Sage 100 engagement letter.
Move to approve the Sage 100 engagement letter.
And then it does not have a direct signature page, and so if you could add to your motion to give me the authority to sign that.
I will also add to my motion to give Commissioner Plummer the authority to sign said letter.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, next we're going to turn it back over to Auditor Clark for the monthly budget report.
Commission, I have the month of July 2026. The beginning balance of the month for the general county revenue is started at $26,994,491. And ended the month of July at $26,324,587. Road and Bridge CART Fund ended a balance of $3,618,407. The Road and Bridge Trust ended at a balance of $12,686,338. The Law Enforcement Tax Fund ended at a balance of $5,592,108, and the Sewer Fund ended at a balance of $20,407,161. The county's funds ended at a balance of $75,271,874 total. Some of these included the pass-through accounts that are going to be passing through to the schools, Department of Revenue, fire departments, road and utilities, etc. And that would be the month of July.
Okay. Any questions for Auditor Clark?
I do not.
All right. Sir, thank you very much for your report. We appreciate you. All right. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for the Collector SB 190 roundtable that Ms. Mona Cope has requested. So I have 9:11 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time. Thank you, Commissioner Williams.